We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Joining us right now, she's here, right? She's with us. Does a great job on the NFL Network. You hear her hosting shows on The Fan all the time. She used to be a tremendous sports writer at one time, too. All of that. Our good buddy, Kim Jones. Kim, how are you?
I've never been more with you, Joe. How are you guys?
Oh, God.
Excellent.
It's all going so well, this NFL season.
Two weeks into the season, my season's over. It's over. It's done.
I know. Believe me, that has occurred to me as I consider a season of a lot of travel ahead. I do understand.
I mean, Kim, we have gotten to the point where the New York Mets season is still going.
Thank God.
The Jets and Giants season is basically over.
That's a good point that I had not thought of. In fact, last night I was so tired. I forgot Daniel's first name on air yesterday. I mean, I was, you know, if you go back to Sunday, I know, Joe. If you go back to Sunday, I was absolutely spent, and I fell asleep, Evan, during the Mets game. I mean, fairly early in the Mets game, and woke up to the surprise that they came back, won. They overcame Rene Rivera's at bat and all of that good stuff.
And the Cubs and the Brewers lost.
There you go.
Unbelievable.
Now, Kim, there are some, and I can count them on one hand, Paul Dottino, who was surprised that the Giants made the move this season for Daniel Jones. Here's the thing that does surprise me, and I think everybody is saying this because it's true. When they elected to bring Eli Manning back and pay him that kind of money, I didn't think they would pay him all that money to replace him 2 weeks into the season.
Right.
I wouldn't have brought him back, period. But give me your thoughts on the decision at this point in the season to say, let's go to Daniel Jones.
Well, here's one thing I would say just as a declarative statement. You cannot be surprised that Daniel Jones at some point this year replaced Eli Manning. I do think the timing, because of the reasons you lay out, Ev, is curious. I believe this speaks to a lack of conviction, I have to believe, from the head coach in particular about Manning to begin with. No matter what Pat Shurmur said, he clearly did not have great conviction that Eli can, you know, essentially turn back the clock and play, which is what Shurmur tried to, you know, led us to believe with, you know, the arm looks stronger and all of that kind of stuff. He could not have said those things to us with much conviction to make this change now. The Giants have moved the ball, both running and passing. They have scored 31 points in two games. I think only five teams in the league have scored fewer points at this point. So, obviously, Eli was not getting them into the end zone. Their defense is complicit in this because it is absolutely, it has been not a good defense, and that is being incredibly kind. It has had issues, as you guys know, across the board defensively, and those you can't blame on any quarterback. I think you're looking at this and saying that the leash was shorter than perhaps many of us thought, but we all knew there was a leash. So I'm not surprised the move was made. I'm surprised it happened this quickly, and we will now, if he stays healthy, see 14 games with Daniel Jones as the starter.
See, I could see a scenario down the road, and similar to what we saw with Darnold last year. I know Darnold got hurt, but I think also – you know, they wanted to sit him for a few games just to, you know, get his head straight a little bit. And he played better after that. And I could see a scenario down the road where they, you know, maybe Jones isn't playing great. And even though he's the guy going forward, where, you know, they sit him down and Eli plays a couple games. I don't think that's crazy to see that happen, you know?
Yeah, I don't think it's crazy. I'm not sure I foresee that.
Right,
I think he would have to be really, really swimming upstream. Because I do think after the preseason he had, after the way he even came in, you know, right after the draft and kind of handled all the interviews and learned the playbook and all of that stuff and did everything very well and very quickly, I think it would take an awful lot for them to make that move, Joe. I'm not telling you you're wrong or it's impossible.
Right.
I think it would take a lot.
Right, okay.
All right, so you're so well informed. You're talking to people. You know what the hell's going on. So let me ask you this. Would any team want Eli Manning? Is there a team in the NFL, and we know the teams that we could try to come up with, teams that you look at their quarterback situation due to injuries or whatever and say, oh, yeah, maybe. But do you think there is a team in the NFL that, if given the opportunity, would take Eli Manning to be their starting quarterback right now?
Well, I'm glad you – I was just going to say right now is the key to that. Evan, I have to believe we'd know that already because, it's already now Thursday. And these teams need quarterback help in some cases now. And none is stepping to the fore. I think in some cases they're going to go with youngsters and kind of live with it and see how it goes. I think in others maybe they have a veteran that they think can hold down the fort, until the veteran and, maybe Drew Brees gets back. So I actually think we probably would know that by now, and there doesn't seem to be that option.
Mm. Talking to Kim Jones, talking football with her. All right, let's talk about the other team in town because what a disgrace this is. I mean, first of all, how in the world? I'm following sports, Kim. I'm 100 years old. I'll be 66 next week. I'm an old man. I've been following sports since the early 60s. I never, ever remember a professional athlete getting mononucleosis. I mean, never. And wouldn't it beat it? It would be the quarterback of the team I root for if that would happen.
Yes.
It's unbelievable.
I mean, I can't argue with any of that. I had mono, and I had it, a gazillion years ago.
Right.
And I wasn't particularly young to get mono, but I was younger than Sam.
Right.
I mean, I've never heard of it. A lot of people have never heard of it. There's a whole spleen thing that even having had mono, I don't remember being attuned to any of that stuff. I think I just was tired for a while and eventually felt better and went about my life. A quarterback doesn't have that option. So, no, I mean, it's weird. The whole, it only happens to the Jets thing, I completely understand. C.J. Mosley looks like the best player on the field. With a really great defense on the other side, by the way. And he looks like the best player on the field. And, of course, he injures his groin making a play, and now we haven't seen him. So I understand. It's not even black cat stuff anymore. It's like black,
This into the mix, too? Let me
tiger.
Throw this in. Let me throw this into the mix, too.
Okay.
The Jets, there was all this talk, it looks like I'm going to be wrong about Ed Oliver or Keenan
Williams.
Oh, no. All right?
Yep.
So Ed Oliver, in 2 weeks, looks like a beast. And Keenan Williams, he plays 10 downs, and he's out. You can't make it up. You can't make it up, Kim.
Joe, do you agree that you and I think, are good friends?
Yes.
I love you. We've
yes.
known each other now for years and years. We've had
nothing
a gazillion conversations.
Kim, nothing but love, Kim.
Okay. Can you do me one favor?
I'll try.
Say Quinnen.
Oh, Quinnen. Okay. Is that his name? Can I just call him Q?
Yes.
You know what I'm going to call him?
Yes.
Out. Because he's hurt. He's not playing.
Well, he's hurt, but Q would be fine.
Okay,
I think that's a great improvement.
All right, Quinnen.
Does that bother you, Kim?
Oh, my God.
Only for you.
Evan, do you know how good I feel right now?
This is only because it's you.
I have helped humanity today.
It's only because it's you, Kim, and you know I love you. That's it.
I'm going to go play the lottery after this.
Good luck with that.
And you may never see me again.
Hey, do me a favor. Do me a favor. If you win, you got to throw me something.
Well,
because
you're
set
part
it up.
Of it now. We are now linked forever.
Of course. There you go.
This is my best moment ever on The Fan.
Oh,
and I've been on that station for I don't even know how many years.
Best moment?
That's
amazing.
The best moment is I said Quinnen Williams.
You said it again.
I'm rolling. Hopefully I'm going to say it with some happiness, but the guy actually plays.
I hope you are. I hope you buy his jersey.
Me too. But I'm not ordering it anytime soon. I can tell you that.
This is not to rub anything in. I think Quinnen is going to be a terrific player, and so does everyone else. But Ed Oliver got to the Bills. Here's one thing they told me during training camp. This doesn't speak necessarily – well, I mean, Houston does what it does. But he was learning to play a defense, guys, for the first time as a Buffalo Bill.
Hmm.
He essentially took the field in college with a go get 'em directive, apparently.
Right.
And he did a pretty darn good job of that.
Obviously.
I will say this about Ed Oliver, for a big man. He's not particularly tall, but he's a big man, obviously. He is about as quick as a player as you're going to find. I understand there's Aaron Donald. I'm not comparing him to any of those people. But in terms of a rookie with some just real instinctive ability, he's pretty impressive.
So here, Kim, is what scares me about the Patriots. Even Joe has said it, 73-0.
Yes.
What scares me about New England and the possibility that they are just going to crush everybody, it's not 07.
Right.
07 was, they had one of the greatest offenses of all time. All right? But what's scary about this team is their freaking defense is outstanding to go along with an offense that's automatic. So, I think they're going to crush the Jets on Sunday. And I think that they legit, I don't want to just jump, oh, a team could go 16-0 two, 3 weeks into the year. But, Kim, they are scary good, this Patriot team.
They're amazing. And they have probably the best corner in the league that we never talk about in Stephon Gilmore. And I know, I just know, this won't surprise you, that Bill Belichick holds Gilmore in incredibly high regard. You know, and you don't often feel like you hear that from Bill, you know, a lot. I know that he does, and he should, and we understand why. You know, here's the conversation I had recently with someone, recently meaning like within the last day or so. I'm going to be curious how Belichick approaches this on Sunday. It's Luke Falk. I'm not in any way denigrating Luke Falk, but let's, you know, it's not Sam Darnold. It's not a Josh McCown filling in. It's not any of that. It's without, almost certainly without C.J. Mosley, so you know, we've seen the defense without CJ. It's not a great look. Bill at home, or probably anywhere, but at home this weekend, can probably make that score, you know, in line with whatever he really wants to.
70.
I'm not doing the greatest job here. You say 70.
Why not?
But I just don't know how Bill approaches this, given the level of underdog the Jets are on Sunday, and for reasons that are very, very sound, missing their starting quarterback, missing their starting middle linebacker to begin with. Look, that, to me, is going to be interesting, guys.
Kim, he will not. Let me tell you right now.
Does Tom Brady play all 60 minutes,
Let me Joe? Tell you right
I don't
now.
Know that.
Let me tell you right now. He will not. If he could put 75 on him, he will. First
you
of
think?
All, he hates the Jets. We know that. That's number one. Number two, he doesn't love Adam Gase either. Adam Gase beat him a couple times in Miami, including that crazy fluke play
that
at the end of the game
last year.
75. I'm telling you, he will go. The NFL record for points in a game, I believe, is 73 in that championship game in 1941 with the Redskins and the Bears, okay?
Is it 73?
I think it is.
Wow.
So I'm telling you, he will look to put 75 on the board.
Oh,
that's what
God.
I think. Can't you see that? Tell me you really be some. You think he's going to be benevolent? You think Belichick's got a benevolent bone in his body? Come on.
I just wonder if, given the disparity in players available and talent available, if he doesn't.
Wouldn't you give Rutgers a better chance against Alabama than you give the Jets against the Pats this week?
Oh, God. I mean, they have below zero chance if they play Alabama.
Well, what are the Jets at? Is it even registered?
What if the Jets play Rutgers? I am taking the Jets every day.
Oh,
of the
okay,
show.
Fine.
Well, now
great.
We're talking about
Let's
something.
Have a party. Well, I mean, Kim, I'll ask you both this on a serious level. Who has a better chance of winning, the Jets or the Dolphins this weekend? I mean, the Dolphins are 22-point underdogs to the Cowboys.
They're at Dallas, right?
Yeah. Who has a better chance of winning?
Neither of them. Dallas. That's a tough question. Neither of them going to win. A better question would be who scores points.
Which game is closer?
Yeah.
Okay, which game is closer?
I think the Jets game might.
Kim, it's painful.
It's hard for me to see the Dolphins scoring in Dallas.
Let me ask you this question. Let's ask you a more realistic question, because we know forget that. Okay, you know what's going to happen to Miami and the Jets.
Yeah, right.
What are the chances the Jets don't go 0-6 to start the season in your mind? You know who they play after this. You know, right?
They go to the Eagles next, correct?
After the Patriots, right. They got the bye. They can't lose to
the bye.
They can't lose to the bye. Make a tie to bye. They can't lose to it. Yeah, they go to Philly, then Cowboys at home, and what basically would be a home game for the Cowboys, and then the Patriots at home.
I mean, they're 0-6.
I mean, how are they winning the game?
They're looking at 0-6.
Of course.
0-6.
I do think they'll get Mosley back after the bye,
okay.
though.
What about Sam? You think he'll play in the Eagle game?
It sounds like he does. Now, you know, that whole spleen thing, you know, throws this off for me, because it's not just a matter of feeling better and having energy. It's, you know, where the spleen is in the healing and everything else, apparently. So, man, that feels quick, but everyone is now saying that, including Sam. So,
right.
You know, but the doctors will have to sign off on it. Gosh, boy, that doctor, whoever those doctors are, I got to think you have to be 100% sure.
Wow.
When you're talking about this kind of injury.
Sure.
No, but you're not talking about an ankle sprain. Yeah, like, you know, you're talking about real internal.
Yeah, life-threatening thing.
Yeah,
no,
conceivably.
I know. Yeah,
and you have to be right.
Yeah. Gase was blunt. If the spleen explodes, we have a problem.
Gase, well, what a disaster.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And if you can avoid those problems, I promise you, I speak from experience, you do not want that problem if there's any way to avoid it medically, ever.
Gase is off to a great start, too, huh? He blows the first game, he got a 16-0 lead that they hand away in typical Jet fashion. And in this game, I understand it looks like it was totally one-sided, but that's not really the case. They actually had a shot in this game at 16-3, and the brilliant quarterback whisperer who once bought a cup of coffee for Peyton Manning, and that made him like this quarterback guru, decides with Luke Fork as his quarterback on 3rd and 2 from the 11-yard line, let me throw the ball in the end zone and not give the ball twice. When you know you're going to go for a 4th down, you don't give the ball to Le'Veon Bell 2 times there to get the 1st down?
Yeah, I mean, you can absolutely second guess that. With Le'Veon Bell, that's the move you have to make.
Of course.
I completely understand that. He's being aggressive there. He's going for it. I understand where you're coming from there, Joe. I do. I do think the Browns were going to win that game.
Yeah, no, it's fine. I'm not saying you're wrong, Kim, but the Browns, let's be honest, the Jet defense, outside of a couple bad penalties, which they took, didn't play terrible in this game. They really didn't. I know they got burned a couple times by Odell, but, I mean, you know, Cleveland was no world beater in this football game.
Yeah, I'm still curious, and I'm not going to be at the Jets this week. I'm curious, and this is not a cheap shot. This is an actual question. I'm curious about Marcus May on the Odell 89-yard touchdown. I'm just not sure.
He ran away from it. He didn't want any part of it.
I can't believe that was his decision-making, Joe. I have to believe he somehow thought he was anticipating a cut or anticipating an angle. I have to believe that.
I just don't think someone runs away from that. Marcus May also dropped a huge, what would have been a huge interception in the Buffalo game.
Yeah, that is true.
The pain.
We're talking to Kim Jones. This is a weird thing that bothers me, and you two may just say, come on, Evan, this is not even worth caring about. That Jalen Ramsey could play tonight, get traded tomorrow, but can't play Sunday? Why the hell not? Why can't he play both days?
Oh, is that true?
Yeah, I got a problem with that. If Jalen Ramsey plays tonight,
he plays this week, he is he has essentially taken up his playing time for week 3 of the NFL season.
I could see that with because of injury reasons.
Yeah, I can see that. Just the idea of health and safety,
if
wear and tear.
If he wants to play, let him play. This is the same league that says go play on a Thursday after a Sunday. It's not that big of a difference. Well, it's a couple of days.
That's interesting, Evan. I had not seen that.
Yeah, I read that this morning on Pro Football Talk.
Okay. Well, it gives him a few extra days to acclimate if he does get traded.
I want to see if you agree with this. Again, we're talking to the great Kim Jones. So going back to the Patriots, talking about an undefeated season, the only team, there's really only two teams in my mind, because I don't really totally buy the Rams, and I think they'd kill the Rams if they played them. They beat them in the Super Bowl. I think they'd beat them again. I think the only two teams that could beat the Patriots are the Chiefs and the Cowboys. What do you think about that?
Let me think. I agree with you that those two teams would have a chance. I can't think of another AFC team I would give a chance to.
There isn't anybody else in the AFC.
I can't say Houston.
No,
we've seen that act before.
Pittsburgh, obviously, with Roethlisberger.
Pittsburgh
got
now,
whacked.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, yes.
Yep.
Even the Ravens that can sometimes be an antagonist to Belichick.
Sometimes.
It's hard to see that. Listen, you want to tell me Lamar plays his game of his life? I don't know, but that's a tough one to sell right now.
The Ravens will look good. Let me just throw this about the Ravens, and they've had success, like you said, against the Patriots in the past. But let me just say this. I know they're 2-0. They look good, but let's look who they beat. They beat the Dolphins, who they destroyed, and they didn't exactly kill the Cardinals at home last week.
Right. I understand that. I do. I think with a young quarterback, though, you take any of those wins and build. And I think Lamar Jackson much more looks the part this year than last. And I think that's a plus.
Yeah, no,
I'm not saying they beat the Patriots, though. I'm not saying that.
You know what?
And then in the NFC, it's like even if you say, like, boy, there could be a rematch, Patriots-Eagles. But the Eagles right now, don't look like that kind of class of a team. They look good, but they don't certainly better than the two of the teams in their division, but they don't look like that kind of caliber. Do you put the Rams back in there just because of the way that Super Bowl went? I mean,
maybe.
But here's the thing, Kim, and this is the beauty of the NFL. There is going to be a team, and last year it was the Colts. They were 1-5. They lost to the Jets. They were dead. They were awful. They're not any good. All of a sudden, they lost one game the rest of the way before the playoffs, and by the time they got to Kansas City, I wasn't the only one thinking, boy, this Colt team, man, maybe they're going to go on a run. There is going to be a team. We may not see it now,
right,
but there's going to be a team that steps up, though I do agree that at this moment, only 2 weeks into the year, it feels like the gap between the Patriots to the Chiefs and then to everybody else.
Yeah, it looks top heavy. It looks top heavy. Guys, maybe it's the Jets.
What?
Maybe it's the Jets.
Kim. Kim.
You're fine.
What?
You serious about this, Kim?
What?
You serious?
Yeah.
Is this another one? Is this another great moment for you on This is right up there.
It's number two, though, Joe. Number one, you saying Quinnen can never be top.
Quinnen, I'm saying it again. Hopefully, okay. I'm saying his name again. And he plays again this year. But so basically, so your call is 0-6, 10-0 after that. Right?
0-6, and you know you finish 9-7 and sneak in as a wild card. Hey.
Joe, in fairness, the Colts were 1-5.
There you go.
The Jets, and then all of a sudden,
but now we're going all the way now.
Gotta have hope.
Oh, you guys are fun. You guys are fun. Today's a crazy day, by the way.
Why is
a lot of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Always a lot of stuff.
Well, there's always going on.
Where are you now? You with the Giants?
At the moment, I'm at home.
Oh, okay.
After Eli spoke yesterday, we were anticipating there was a chance he would speak today.
Are you going to Tampa?
I will be going to Tampa, okay. Yes, and I'll be working Saturday as well on Good Morning Football. So it's all good. I did need today, though.
You were taking the lead role on Good Morning Football this week on the weekend?
Will I what?
Are you going to be, like, hosting the show?
No. Oh, God.
No, I don't know. Why not? Why not?
Are you kidding? I could make a smart aleck comment. I won't. Yeah. No. I'll be on location.
Tell me when you see me, all right?
No. Yeah, when I see you, I'll tell you. I'll tell you both when I see you, not on the air.
Okay,
I like my life.
Yes.
I will be live from the Giants facility Saturday morning.
Okay.
So I will have brief interludes where I contribute to the program. Yes.
I'm having a great moment, Kim. Let me tell you. Because I got an idea what you're talking about, Sam, but I would never say it, but I do have an idea.
Okay.
But you got to tell me when I see it, okay?
Of course I will.
Okay.
It's all love. I will
Nothing
absolutely
but.
Tell you.
Nothing
Kim,
but.
You're the best.
Kim, you really are the best.
Enjoy. I appreciate that, guys. I look forward to it.
Are you healthy? Everything's good with your health? Let's get back to good stuff.
I do. I feel good. I do feel good. And I was really, really tired, and then I remembered the number of hours. With the both teams playing at home,
right?
You know, you do have to factor in – you know, Odell coming back, you do have to factor in just everything that went on that day. Shermer with the press conference where he was murky about Eli's future. And now
right.
we know why he was, you know, you know, uncertain about it publicly. It was a lot and I felt it, but I truly think I felt it like I normally would, not out of some sort of a,
good.
You know,
you feel
why
good
am
today,
I feeling
your
tired?
Energy, your energy's high today, right?
I feel terrific good. Today. I've never good. Felt better.
I'm happy to hear that.
Good
but
day.
I fell asleep, seriously fell asleep last night, like midway through the Mets game. So I don't even know what time that was, but it was very early.
Yes, it was in the afternoon
so,
at some point.
You know.
You're right.
I would assume you fell asleep at about 5:30. That's
I think
my
it was
guess.
Between 5:30 and 6.
Yeah.
I did figure that out, and truly woke up today at about 5:30.
Wow.
So I mean, that's a lot of sleep.
That's how that's how my 3-year-old son
so you
sleeps.
Passed
basically.
Out. You passed out for you were basically sleeping from 5:30 in the afternoon to 5:30 in the morning. Wow,
fairly close. I mean, I think it was
crazy.
Closer to 6:30, but yes,
wow.
Believe me, I needed it. But yes,
no, I'm
I was,
sure.
I got
yeah.
it.
Sure.
You know, when my son does that, I'm jealous of him. I'm like, man, that's
right.
awesome. 13
right.
hours of sleep?
Yes. In many ways, I'm like a toddler.
Thank you, Kim.
In many ways, Joe.
Out yes. of pain. Kim, it's always a pleasure. You know
it's
that.
It's great. I think 3 o'clock today, by the way, as always, is appointment listening. I'll leave it at that.
3 o'clock today.
Oh, yeah, because Mike's got to talk about Pat Shermer
oh,
not
that,
coming
is
on
Is that
anymore.
What you mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
I assume it will be addressed. I mean, yeah.
I would
right,
assume
right,
so.
Right.
Mike's smart. Mike's not giving Neil Best a comment on it. Mike's saying, you listen to my show at 3, okay? I'll tell you what I'm going to tell you, okay?
I would think so.
Oh, yeah. I know
Did
what
you guys
say.
React to that stuff, or did you kind of let it go? I missed it if you did. I'm sorry.
I didn't think it was that newsworthy,
yeah.
but we can
okay.
talk about it now. I mean,
yeah.
it is what it is.
Does it really surprise me? No. Why would it surprise me?
I gotcha.
You know?
I think everybody's right and everybody's wrong in a little bit. I mean, Mike was really rough on Pat Shermer. He was rough on him. But a lot of what he's saying is true. So it's,
right.
you know, from that aspect, it's like, well, yeah, I mean, he's sort of right. The Giants do stink from all aspects. But I get why Shermer would be like, I don't want to deal with this every day, especially since it's probably going to get worse. So for the team, that is. I mean, they're not going to win a lot of games. So
I was at MetLife, so I actually didn't hear it at all. I will leave you with this,
mm-hmm.
Joe, especially to you.
Yes.
Assuming that you want me to leave, which I understand.
don't
I do wear out my welcome.
Remember.
Believe me, I know that. Daniel Jones will have to deal with Todd Bowles' defense. Now, Joe, I know where you are on that topic, but as a defensive coordinator,
Bowles will,
I think, come up with something, and certainly an aggressive scheme, because that's who he is as a defensive coordinator.
Look, Todd Bowles, there's been plenty of head coaches who were great coordinators and just horrific head coaches. So, yeah.
Joe, give it to me one more time.
Keenan Williams.
You failed. I cannot leave on that note.
Quinnen Williams.
Say it again.
Quinnen Williams.
Yes!
One more time. You want one more?
So I
want to give you one more great moment, Kim.
Okay.
Quinnen Williams.
Yeah, right? I could use a few other great moments these days, Joe.
No, I don't.
Wow.
Okay.
Hey, Kim. Don't forget, you got to tell me about this thing that we just discussed on the air here.
I will. I see you next time.
All right. All the love.
All right. Kim. Same here. Okay, guys. Thank you.
Bye.
Great Kim Jones. Who is the Jets' first round pick this year?
Quinnen Williams.
There you go.
Did I say it right?
Yes, Quinnen Williams. Yeah, there you go. That made Kim happy.
And hopefully we'll see him play again this year.
That's the hope.
We hope.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.